Greenland is melting, and it's melting at a far greater rate than ever before. The evidence of that is the multitude of icebergs that are carving away from the glaciers, floating out to sea and ultimately melting and contributing to sea level rise. The amount of meltwater and ponds and streams and lakes up on the glaciers and up on the ice cap is quite astounding. And the first evidence that we saw was the fact that the channel between Greenland and Canada, Ellesmere Island, was completely ice-free, and we believe that a ship has never been able to pass through that area in June ever before.
Have you been there before and done research there before to support that?
I haven't done research there before. I skied across Greenland in 95, so anecdotally, I don't really have a history to determine or to view the changes myself, but working with world-class scientists from very, very reputable institutes around the world, such as the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, and these are independent scientists not employed by Greenpeace. They have come up with results that are quite startling. For example, tropical waters are starting to make their way up to the southeast of Greenland and contributing to the melt of the glaciers in that vicinity. It's certainly more hazardous for the polar bear these days because there is so significantly less pack ice for them to hunt seals from, and therefore it's a great threat to their livelihood.
And can you just tell us a bit about the tests that were conducted and the results from those tests?
Yeah, so the scientists, particularly the oceanographers, are sending instruments down into the ocean. For example, CTDs, which is a current temperature and depth profiler, the very, very accurate instruments that measure a whole host of things. And they compare this data with data that have been retrieved in the past years, and they notice significant changes over a very short period of time. The glaciologists, too, working on the glaciers, have, in a very short time frame, as in 4 or 5 years, have noticed a doubling and even tripling in the speed of some of the glaciers on the east coast.
And you mentioned the impact on the polar bears before. What other consequences will come out of this?
Look, continued warming of the planet's air and oceans will have a drastic effect, most noticeably actually on the pack ice that is surrounding Greenland and indeed covering the Arctic Ocean. This pack ice is thinning and it's dwindling and it's disintegrating. There is a much smaller quantity of pack ice now up in the Arctic Ocean than ever before. That means that this ice drifts around all over the place much faster and farther than it's ever done before. And because of the thinning, again, that's a problem for the polar bears who use this pack ice to hunt from.
And do you have any doubts or reservations from what you've seen about the extent or the hype over climate change?
Oh, look, there is no question that climate change is happening. And indeed, the more measurements the scientists get from these areas, like Greenland, actually reveals that the threat is indeed greater than initially perceived. We need to do something. The scientists now predict the sea level rise between 1 and 2 meters by the end of this century, and that kind of spells disaster for all of these low-lying countries and cities all around the world.
How can you be sure that what you have seen isn't just natural progression?
Oh, look, there's certainly a great deal of natural occurrences out there in Greenland. Greenland is known for shedding ice, but we now know that Greenland is that the mass balance, as in the difference between the accumulation of ice over winter, for example, and then the release of this ice as icebergs over summer, is increasing. There is a great deal more ice being lost now than being accumulated. There is no question that climate change is happening, and we really need to knuckle down and pressurise our politicians into making binding changes at the climate summit coming up in Copenhagen.